This is episode 17, and this episode, I will share with you a simple tip that can not only improve sleep quality, but overall brain function to include improved cognition and regulating mental health issues such as stress, depression, and anxiety. The simple tip is staying hydrated. Did you know that sleep deprivation can cause dehydration? And dehydration impacts sleep quality. In a 2019 study published in the Journal of Sleep, it found testing various urine samples that those with 6 hours of sleep or less were more dehydrated than those who slept 8 hours. And dehydration impacts the various areas of our brain and body required during the restorative processes of sleep. According to Harvard Health, without an adequate supply of water, cell membranes would lack structure, leading to decreased ability to communicate, retain critical molecules, and prevent harmful molecules from entering the cells. There is a lot of communicating and processes occurring inside your brain and body when you sleep. So when we sleep, the body endures 7 to 9 hours of fasting from water and needs a good stocked up supply of water to empower the various areas of our brain and body that are required during the restorative process of sleep. Harvard Health recommends that we consume 0.5 ounces to 1 ounce of water per body weight each day. Now, this amount fluctuates if we are working outside in a hot environment where we are sweating more than usual. So staying hydrated, it's a simple tip that can improve your sleep and mental function. So to understand the importance of hydration to sleep, I want you to visualize what happens inside your body as we take that gulp of water. First, as you swallow the water, hopefully it goes down your esophagus, not your trachea, or you'll start coughing. So as it travels down the esophagus into the stomach, the water, or H2O, is very easily to break down. It begins some absorption in the stomach, then as the water hits the small intestine, it is quickly absorbed. From there, it is sent through the entire body to be quickly fed to all the cells in your body. Some water passes down into the large intestine, where more water is then absorbed and the remaining waste is passed into the bladder and colon. About 20% of all the liquid you consume passes through your body through urination. Dehydration impacts the functioning of various cells in our body, and it greatly impacts your brain. The average human brain weighs about 3 pounds, and 80% of your brain is actually made up of water. That's why headaches, stress, and lack of mental clarity are symptoms of dehydration. During your sleep, your brain must operate efficiently to achieve quality sleep, and when we are dehydrated, your brain cannot operate efficiently. So my challenge to you this week is stay hydrated. I challenge you to drink water to achieve quality sleep, to improve cognition, and stronger stress management capabilities. The goal is to drink filtered or bottled water and stay away from energy drinks and sports drinks and unfiltered water from your kitchen tap. These all contain chemicals that cause the body to break them down and push them out through the bladder rather than allow them to be absorbed as liquid into the cells of the body. Research demonstrates that coffee and tea are good sources of liquid as the body absorbs and uses most of the H2O found in these drinks, and they're also packed with antioxidants that support cellular functioning. So to achieve good quality sleep, stay hydrated. This concludes this episode. Please tune in every Monday for a new self-care tip. If you enjoyed this episode, please do me a favor and share it with your family and friends. You can learn more about this topic on my website at utah23.org. And also, please check out my self-care book titled Self-Health Andragogy, Self-Directed Learning Approach to Mental and Physical Self-Care. It's available on Kindle, print copy, and audiobook. You can find links to my website and to my new book in the show notes of this podcast.